I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, May 13th. The Quincy City Council is reviewing next year's proposed city budget this week. During a public hearing last night, some residents expressed concern about the city's reported $1.6 billion in debt and how the budget would impact property taxes. Others said the proposed 50-year lease extension for Quarry Hills Associates to operate the Granite Links golf course needs to be re-examined. Members of the Quarry Hills Citizens Advocates rallied outside City Hall prior to last night's meeting. And other speakers called on the City Council to adhere to the rules that require more frequent public hearings. The proposed budget of almost $456 million is up by $36 million over the current year's budget. Over half of the increase is to pay the debt on the $475 million pension bond that the City Council approved in 2021. The budget review will continue tonight at 6:30 at Quincy City Hall. Another former Baker administration official is running for governor of Massachusetts. In the 2026 election, Brian Shortsleeve, who served as acting MBTA general manager and chief administrator, is the second Republican contender to enter the race with hopes of unseating Governor Mara Healey. Shortsleeve, a U.S. Marine Corps veteran, says on his website that he's aiming to, quote, bring common sense conservative leadership to Beacon Hill. Shortsleeve says on his first day in office, he would seek to repeal the MBTA community's law. He calls it an unfunded mandate that punishes towns and ignores infrastructure limits. The law requires cities and towns near MBTA transit stops to have at least one zoning district where multifamily housing is allowed. The guidelines for the law were created by Mike Keneally, another Baker administration official, who announced last month that he was vying for the Republican nomination for governor. Healey has said she intends to run for a second term as governor. Some political observers speculate she may be considering a 2028 presidential bid. Shortsleeve said in his announcement he would prioritize cutting wasteful spending and taxes to make Massachusetts more affordable. Shortsleeve says he helped balance the budget of the T and led a turnaround after the winter of 2015 devastated the system. The Massachusetts Democratic Party put out a statement calling him Slow Zone Shortsleeve. Brian Shortsleeve is the nephew of former WBZ reporter Joe Shortsleeve. Well, schools in Massachusetts and New Hampshire are warning parents about a dangerous TikTok trend where students jam metal objects into school-issued laptops, leading to fire risks, toxic smoke, and significant costs. Influenced by the online challenge and sometimes peer pressure, students insert items like paper clips into the USB ports of powered-on devices. Officials warn that the trend can cause circuits to rapidly overheat and fry. The resulting smoke and fires contain toxic chemicals that pose serious health risks. TikTok has said it is removing some related videos. Officials strongly advise calling 911 immediately if a laptop overheats, smokes, or catches fire due to this activity. A Weymouth family that the community rallied around when their young son was diagnosed with a brain tumor is again facing a heartbreaking diagnosis. Quinn Waters of Weymouth was diagnosed with a brain tumor on February 11, 2019, the day after he turned 3 years old. The boy became known as the Mighty Quinn for his bravery and strength in the face of his cancer battle. Now, 6 years later, Quinn's father, Jarlith Waters, has been diagnosed with glioblastoma, an aggressive form of brain cancer, after becoming ill while in his native Ireland visiting family. Jarlith suffered a seizure at the Dublin airport on April 7th, and he fell and hit his head, breaking several facial bones. Doctors discovered the seizure was caused by a mass on his brain. Once Jarlith Waters was cleared to return to Boston, doctors at Mass General, where Quinn goes for treatment, removed the tumor. On May 2nd, the family said they received the official diagnosis of glioblastoma, and said he'll be starting chemotherapy and radiation in the coming weeks. Quinn had a medulloblastoma the size of a lime removed from his brain stem when he was 3. 2 years later, he underwent treatment again after 3 new tumors were found. The family posted in March that Quinn, who's now in second grade, remains stable without any signs of new disease or growths. Jarlath Waters' oncologist said that glioblastoma affects 10 to 15,000 Americans per year. The city of Quincy will be holding 2 open houses today displaying the new flood insurance rate maps. They are scheduled for 4 and 7 p.m. in the lower-level conference room of Old City Hall. There will be no formal presentation during the open house. And for coastal residents, there have been no recent updates to the coastal panels. A check of business news and stocks soared yesterday. The Dow skyrocketed 1,160 points. The NASDAQ shot up 779, and the S&P added 184. Asian shares are mixed today as the initial euphoria over the 90-day truce and the trade war between the U.S. and China faded. As analysts warn, President Trump's policies could still quickly change. The dollar rose, the euro was higher, and oil is up to $61 a barrel. In sports, devastating loss for the Celtics to the Knicks, 121 to 113, as Jason Tatum goes out with an injury. The decisive Game 5 will be back in Boston tomorrow night at 7 p.m. as New York leads the series now 3-1. The Tigers trounced the Red Sox in Detroit 14-2. That series continues tonight at 6:40. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, partly sunny, high of 68 degrees. For tonight, increasing cloudiness and a low in the upper 40s. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, high 71. Thursday could see some showers in the morning. And then cloudy for the rest of the day, high 70. Mainly cloudy and warm on Friday, high 79. Out on the water, waves about a foot, a light easterly wind, high tide 12:57 p.m. Sunrise 5:24, sets at 7:56. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, May 13th.